You're listening to KSQD Santa Cruz, 90.7 FM, KSQD.org, streaming live on the web. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman. The program is Talk of the Bay. We're here every weekday from 5 till 6 o'clock doing local talk, public affairs, and sometimes musical interviews. And the views and opinions expressed in this program do not necessarily represent those of Natural Bridges Media or KSQD staff, volunteers, or underwriters. Great to be here today. We have a great new feature on Talk of the Bay, which is coming to you occasionally from the folks who used to work for the Santa Cruz Sentinel and are now working for themselves. This is Kara Myberg-Guzman and Stephen Baxter. They are award-winning journalists, and they are going to bring you Santa Cruz Local, a look at local issues from the lens of journalism. That's next, and right after that, we'll have a visit with Steve Palazzo and Jenny Mitchell, two local musicians whose roots go very deep in the Santa Cruz history and music world. That's coming up on Talk of the Bay. Stay tuned.
I'm Kara Myberg-Guzman, and this is Santa Cruz Local. We have some big updates to last week's episode on what Santa Cruz County should know about SB 50. SB 50 is a state housing bill that would limit local government's ability to block apartment buildings in residential neighborhoods. If you haven't heard our previous episode on SB 50 yet, I'd suggest listening to that first. We interview State Senator Scott Wiener, the bill's lead author. He talks about why putting housing near jobs and transit would reduce sprawl and traffic. Then we explain why the bill is controversial, since it would take away some local control over development. We also get into the numbers on how far behind our local governments are with their housing development goals. You can find that episode wherever you found this podcast. Or if you're listening to us on KSQD, visit our website at santacruzlocal.org. Okay, so here's where we're at now with SB 50. The bill is still working its way through the state legislature, and on Wednesday, it got some major updates in a committee hearing. The way SB 50 is written now, Santa Cruz County would no longer be affected by major parts of the bill. So remember how we told you that areas with jobs would be opened up to new apartments under SB 50? That rule has changed, and now it only applies to counties with more than 600,000 people. So all of Santa Cruz County is exempted from that part of the bill. We also told you last time about how residential areas near busy bus stops would be opened up to new apartments. We created maps showing where all the busy bus stops are in the county. Well, you can ignore those maps now. Santa Cruz County is now exempted from SB 50's bus stop rule. That rule would only apply to counties with 600,000 people or more. All right, so now here's the part of SB 50 that would affect us in Santa Cruz County. It would actually affect the entire state if SB 50 becomes law. Let's start with a definition. You've heard of a duplex, right? Well, a fourplex is similar. It's an apartment, condo, or townhouse with four units. Under SB 50, fourplexes would be allowed on vacant lots in residential neighborhoods where they were previously excluded. So, quick recap. Most of the state is zoned for single-family homes. Those are like your regular three-bed, two-bath houses. That means that throughout California, there's large areas where only single-family homes can be built, no apartments. So, if this bill passes, it would open up vacant lots in single-family zones to small apartment projects. These projects would get streamlined permitting. Local governments could still say no to them, but planning departments would have to list real reasons for denial. SB 50 would also allow homeowners or developers to convert existing homes into fourplexes. So, let's say the bill passes and you own a house in a single-family zone. You could then convert your house into a fourplex, but there would be some rules. You couldn't demolish the house or expand its footprint substantially. You'd also have to follow local height requirements. But here's a key part of the bill and what might make a big impact in increasing the state's housing stock. Local governments would not be allowed to require parking for those fourplex projects. That's a big deal because local parking requirements have been known to kill projects. Oregon is actually looking at a similar bill which would allow fourplexes in single-family zones with no parking requirements. I asked City of Santa Cruz Planning Director Lee Butler to weigh in. I asked him about the possible impact of SB 50's fourplex rule on the city's housing stock.
I wouldn't see it as something that creates a huge rush, but it is something that can create a substantial number of units over the course of many years.
Butler told me that he's guessing based on the large interest of homeowners in building in-law units, but he thinks empty nesters who own large homes might be interested in converting their property into a fourplex. For some applicants who could afford it, a fourplex might be a better fit than an ADU.
It opens up options, and by having those additional options, people will weigh what's best for them, and I would expect that it's going to produce some additional housing. We just would need to analyze, you know, the implications after it comes into effect.
So what's the takeaway from all this? For Santa Cruz County residents, the impact of SB 50 changed considerably on Wednesday. If the bill passes, Santa Cruz County may not see new apartments organized around jobs and transit, but we may see apartments in neighborhoods where they were previously excluded. We've asked you for your ideas on solutions with your audio letters to the editor. Here's one Santa Cruz local listener, Ron Goodman, who sent us this voice memo with his ideas on SB 50.
SB 50 needs to also disincentivize residents from owning cars. Although it relaxes parking requirements, that doesn't mean developers will build less parking or that new residents will use transit or they'll even work near their homes. I think we need a bill that also addresses the transportation impacts of density.
Thank you, Ron, for sharing. So how about you? Do you have an idea you'd like to talk about on how our public institutions could do better? Or maybe you've got some feedback on one of our episodes. Hit record on that voice recorder app on your phone and email us your 20-second letter to the editor to info@santacruzlocal.org. That's it for this episode. For you first-time listeners, Santa Cruz Local is a local news startup co-founded by Stephen Baxter and me, Kara Myberg-Guzman. We make audio episodes and write online magazine pieces about our public institutions. To find out more or to sign up for our email newsletter, visit santacruzlocal.org. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the Amazon Echo. The command is, Alexa, play the Santa Cruz Local podcast. Thanks for listening to Santa Cruz Local. The music was by Poddington Bear at soundofpicture.com.
You are listening to KSQD Santa Cruz 90.7 FM. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman. The program is Talk of the Bay. We're here every Monday through Thursday right here on KSQD, and we're very happy to be here. We have a couple folks to thank before we go to our interview and music with Steve Palazzo and Ginny Mitchell. We'd like to thank Jill, Kathy, Jennifer, Lisa, Margaret, Lance, Joe, Anita, Linda, Manuel, Judith, Gail, Michael, Diane, Sheila, Pat and John, Ken, Joe, and especially our star donors, Janet, Rob, Robert, Delia, and Peter, Mike T, and Sylvia, and Ron G. Thank you all for getting KSQD on the air. We're so very grateful that we can be here because of you. And KSQD's fundraiser is going to start Monday. We look forward to the rest of you jumping on board as the Winner's Circle Pioneer Philanthropod Squid Squad. How's that for a mouthful?
Squid Squad. You sell it well, Rachel.
Well, you know, it's going to be the first pledge drive, and they'll be the first pledgers.
Cool.
So, Steve Palazzo and Ginny Mitchell, thank you.
Rachel!
Yay! Hey. Here we all are.
Yay, Rachel!
So, before we hear from you, if you wouldn't mind just telling us a little bit about your background. Both of you have really deep roots in Santa Cruz County. How many generations, Steve, are you?
You know what? My folks moved here when I was like 2 months old. So really, it's the first generation like that.
Nice.
They moved to Ben Lomond the year I was born, in 56. My dad went to work on the first crew up at Lockheed at the end of Empire Grade.
How far back, though, before that, did he go in Ben Lomond?
We just moved there the year I was born.
Okay.
Almost born and raised. Yeah, almost born, but certainly raised, for sure. And I met Ginny when I was in high school. She had moved to Santa Cruz when I was a junior in high school. She was a sophomore, is that right? I got the timing right there.
Yeah, and I came down, I'm fourth generation. My father went to Santa Cruz High School and all of his brothers. And when my father passed away, I came down to live with my Uncle Al Mitchell down Mitchell's Cove. And my mother and father met on Seabright Beach. And my mother had gone back four generations there. And then so Santa Cruz High, and And I remember I was playing guitar and Steve was looking at me. He was really into Bob Dylan, but he didn't know how to play guitar. And so I taught him how to play a D chord, and here we are.
That's right.
We're lifers.
It was that slippery D chord, and then the rest was history.
It pulled me in, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and so, you wouldn't think I'd have to get paid for that.
even if you had a dime for every D chord I played, you'd never have to work again.
And you wouldn't think of Santa Cruz as the heart, you know, the hotbed of country music.
Sandy.
But it, you know, has spawned so many amazing musicians, Lacey J. Dalton, Jill Croston. So many people have been out of here that play country and folk and bluegrass music.
And then they're out of here.
we like to keep them if we can.
Well, you know, I remember being, as a matter of fact, I remember being in high school and going up to see Jill when she was Jill at Club Ziani. And I will never forget this because the Swanton Blues Band was playing up there. This was back in the, remember?
Yeah, I do.
And Shelby was playing bass. And I remember going up there and it was wintertime and it was just pouring rain. And there was water, probably about 2 inches of water on the floor. And they kept on playing with amps and everything. The stage was above the water. So we were all, like, sitting in chairs or sitting up on tables. And
captive audience.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty crazy.
There was one.
Like
was
the Brookdale crazy. Lodge, but wetter.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, of course, I remember, did I ever go to see Oganookie with you at the Civic?
We saw them together once.
And we saw Bonnie Raitt, and I remember sitting and seeing Bonnie Raitt at the Civic with you.
She sang Love Me Like a Man. She looked right down at me, and Jenny and Gina were together. They were on either side of me.
And
they both turned around like this. Did you see that? She looked right at you.
That
and
was
you
a
looked
direct
over
request.
Me and you said, no woman should be able to play that well. That should be illegal.
She was so good. She loved to play Santa Cruz.
Yeah. I remember her playing the Catalyst many times.
Hey, so you remember her playing? She also played down at the Coconut Grove one time.
Yes.
Yeah, played at the Coconut
Grove.
So,
Bonnie, if you're listening, come down and play the K-Squid Benefit in October, would ya?
We would
love that.
I know I did get a chance to play a little bit with her at that big thing in the park, in the Santa Rosa Park.
Wasn't that a fundraiser?
95.
For the earthquake.
Crosby was there, right?
It was the anniversary of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It was a peace rally.
Right.
But about 10,000 people showed up.
I remember that day.
Yeah, it was great. Jackson Brown came, and David Crosby, and Graham Nash, and Bonnie. Yeah, it was great. It was cool.
Well,
no names there.
Amazing. Uh-huh. We'll talk. Yeah, we'll gossip deep. More. But for now, we're going to hear some music. You want to introduce one of you? Want to introduce?
Sure. This is a Stephen Foster tune that we worked up a long time ago. It's kind of our own version of "Hard Times Come Again No More."
Let us pause in life's pleasure and count its many tears while we all sub sorrow with the poor. It's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song, a sigh. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered across my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no door. Oh, hard times come. It's a sigh that is wafted across the lonely plain. It's a wail that is heard upon the shore. It's a dirge that is murmured across the lonely grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. It's a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more.
Almost like we planned it.
Nice.
Is that coming through there, Sandy?
Coming through all right?
Yeah.
Sounds great. So there's some beautiful guitars that you can't see, but we are streaming live on Facebook.
Yeah.
So say hello to all
Facebooker.
Your friends.
These are two mighty fine guitars.
Now, Steve, there's another piece of history. So I graduated from Santa Cruz High in 1970, and I wanted a guitar, and I had a little guitar that my parents had bought me before they passed away, and I loved that guitar. But Steve had something in his mind that he wanted me to have, and I always wanted a Martin guitar, so he found this guitar. It had nylon strings on it. It's a 1939 Martin.
Found it at a rummage sale. The only rummage sale story I've got.
I thought it was in the Sentinel.
No. It was in the rummage sale.
Wow. Yeah. So paid $500 for it.
$300.
No way! Are you sure? Wow. Yeah, it makes sense. I probably wouldn't have had $500.
I don't remember. I think either Paul Hostetter or Griffin reset the neck on it. I remember and got that in top shape.
Every instrument has a story, and
yeah.
You guys are keeping your memories for each other, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
And the thing was, at the time, now I've since thought about this. You know, I'm not so sure. It was like, okay, I'll let you have this guitar for that amount of money, but you have to give it to me in your will. It's always been in my will to go to Steve Palazzo up to this point in time.
Wait, you have all these witnesses.
But now I'm 62, and I'm just like, well, I don't know, because you know, I've been selling guitars right and left, right, and it's like, I don't think so.
That's a keeper.
And he's got more guitars.
I ended up building guitars after that.
You worked at the Santa Cruz Guitar Company.
Yeah, and this is one of the early Santa Cruz guitars. It looks like it's 100 years old, but it's really only 30. This is
only
Bill Coulter's old guitar.
Uh-huh. Is that
built
really?
For Bill, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And 36 years ago.
Well, if you just joined us, this is Talk of the Bay. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman, and Ginny Mitchell and Steve Palazzo are here with their two guitars, both Martins. Santa Cruz. Sorry,
no Martin.
Sorry, Richard Hoover for singing.
And right around the corner, Richard Hoover is going, wait a minute.
I do bring the Martin out occasionally, and they do look alike because the other one I have is from the 30s as well.
I saw one the other day that was a 0018. Just the other day, yeah.
A great guitar.
And, of course, now Steve got kind of upset with me that I put the electronics in this puppy, but as Steve Crisp said to me when he put this in, it's like on the bottom of it was Bondo. Somebody had tried to put something in it. There was a big hole in it, and they'd repaired it with Bondo. So he says, you can't get much worse than that in terms of like resale value, and it's never going to be sold anyway.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I have a song that I wrote about, you know, I had Lacey J. Dalton had told me once, you know, I said, you know, got any advice for people? She says, yeah, never buy the bus. Never buy the bus. Lease the bus. Don't buy the bus. And I made the mistake of buying an RV. And it was in 2005 when things were going pretty well for our business. We had the Digital Media Factory, and things were going pretty well. And I loved that RV, and we were traveling around it a lot. But I started having trouble making the payments. And one day the repo people came and showed up, and that was the end of that. So anyway, but it's in this song, so sort of. But this guitar is in the song. This is called Repo Man. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Stay in one step ahead of the repo man. Stay in one step ahead of the repo man. I used to pay on time. every bill right on time. Then the downturn came, it all went away. I'm staying just one step ahead of the repo man. Staying one step ahead of the repo man. I love that shiny car, but I had to say au revoir. It was either that or sell this vintage Martin guitar. And that'll never happen. I'm one step ahead of the repo man. Staying one step ahead of the repo man. We're all waiting for the signs of a turnaround. Waiting for the economy to get off its knees and up off the ground. Hey, Steve, you know, my stimulus check was nowhere to be found. Now I'm staying just one step ahead of the repo man. Staying one step ahead of the repo man. It's a clunker, but it's mine. So I'll be keeping this old four-wheel drive as we watch the economy nosedive. And I'm staying just one step ahead of the repo man. The city of Santa Cruz is just one step ahead of the repo man. The golden state of California is just one step ahead of the repo man. Our beautiful republic is just one step ahead of the repo man. And our beautiful blue planet is just one step ahead of the repo man.
Oh, yeah. Original from Ginny Mitchell here on Talk of the Bay. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman. This is K-Squid, your ink spot on the dial at 90.7 FM and online at ksqd.org. We have a short thank you to make, and we'll be right back with more music from these two.
KSQD thanks Growing Up in Santa Cruz for supporting this program. Growing Up in Santa Cruz offers monthly news and views for Santa Cruz families and a calendar of local family events. Growing Up in Santa Cruz can be found for free in locations throughout Santa Cruz County. Thank you for supporting Community Radio, K-Squid, 90.7 FM.
What can you do to reunite this country and save our democracy? These heady issues will be discussed on KSQD 90.7 FM, Be Bold America. Be Bold America is a live bi-weekly talk show for those who are motivated to step out of their daily routine. On Be Bold America, we will be discussing what you can keep doing, stop doing, and start doing to take action. We have big things to do. Every other Sunday at 5 p.m. on K-Squid, community radio for the Monterey Bay.
This is Paul Hine, and I'm one of the hosts of the weekly music show, Runs on Grassoline. If you like bluegrass, folk, and Americana music, tune in to KSQD 90.7 FM, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Runs on Grassoline, here on K-Squid, community radio for the Monterey Bay Area.
Yeah, we do have a bluegrass show. Hope you tune into that on the weekends on Saturday. It's a lot of fun with Lee Hill. I believe it's at 1 to 3 o'clock.
Someone asked me this weekend if Lee was on.
Lee Hill and Paul Hine, who are alternating. Cool. Yeah, so they each have different tastes. It's wonderful to have them, and they'll probably have you on one of these days.
You know, shortly after seeing Doc Watson play when I was in high school, he came to play at the Civic Auditorium. That was when about the time I started listening to KUSP, and it... You know, I've never heard anybody refer to this. Maybe I'm remembering this wrong, but I remember it was at the Yacht Harbor for a time. But before that, was it at the Babbling Brook? I seem somehow I remember it being at the Babbling Brook.
I have no
that
idea.
Would have been like 73.
I think it was at that where the corner gas station is, right across on Soquel and Ocean, for a very short time.
Okay. Oh yes, yeah. I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
And it was just 10 watts or something.
Yeah, right.
And then it grew and grew.
But I did hear Leon, you know, during that time, and I. Because he was so knowledgeable about that stuff, and really, really knowledgeable.
Yeah, he knows a lot about bluegrass and a lot about Bill Monroe. I remember when Bill Monroe died, he played nothing but Bill Monroe every single week till I think he ran out of Bill Monroe music. Or audience, I'm not sure.
He's a completist. he's a completist of ever.
As thorough as they come. Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Now, Ginny, you have a show coming up at the Ugly Mug in Soquel. You want to tell folks when you're playing, where you're playing?
Sure.
I just told him where. But,
it's Fiddling Cricket and Canyon Acoustic Society are presenting. They asked me if I wanted to do a show, and I said yes, and we had a date, which is May 18th. And then I didn't know who I was going to play with because I play with so many different kinds of people. And I've been recording a CD. That last song has actually been, we've laid down the basic tracks
Repo
for that.
Repo Man,
yeah. And so Daniel Shane Thomas and Yuji Tojo and I are going to do a show. And so that's May 18th at the Ugly Mug. I'm really excited about it. And it's interesting because, you know, I knew that I wanted Yuji to play and I knew I wanted Daniel to play. And I thought, God, is this going to work? Because, you know, we haven't even done our first rehearsal yet. But Daniel and I have been in the studio. And Yuji can play anything.
He can literally
play anything. And he and I'd run into each other a few times, and he was always, come on, Ginny, get me a gig. Let's do a gig together. I want to play together again. I want to play together again, you know. So I asked him if he would do it, and I didn't realize that Daniel he's never actually played on stage with Yuji. So he's excited. Yuji's excited. I'm excited. So it's going to be really
fun.
It'll
be a hoot.
Yeah, we're going to do... It's going to be an opportunity for me to kind of do some stuff that... that I've recorded, you know, when you play clubs and bars and stuff, and the people don't necessarily, they're not there to see you. It's hard to just do your own stuff. But this is going to be a night where a lot of the stuff that I've recorded, and then I'm going to make sure it's part of their contract that they do, you know, a bunch of stuff together, just the two of them without me interrupting. It's like Red Volkart used to say, you know, he says, oh, yeah, the chick singer is just, you know, the fluff that comes between the real, you know, the guitars, right?
I'm sorry, that's not.
Well, when you play with Red, it is.
But no sexism in country music, is there now? Just a little bit.
No, it's just Red.
Last time I played there, it was with you, Rachel, and then with Charlie Rice and... in my class.
Yeah. I wasn't able to make that one. Yeah. And then before
evening
that,
of
I
duets.
Think we did one a while back.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
I'm very partial to duets, if you haven't noticed.
And we're going to do one here.
Yeah. So
yeah.
What do you got? This is Ginny Mitchell and Steve Palazzo, in case you just joined us. This is Talk of the Bay. I'm Rachel Goodman. Got all that straight. This is K-Squid. Any questions? There'll be a quiz.
And Steve turned me on to Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs, which is where I...
The ultimate duet album.
Right? Boy, that is the ultimate duet album, man. It came out in like 1980, and we'd been playing together for a few years. I said, look, listen to this. My gosh. And Tony would come to town, you know, because he got turned on to the Santa Cruz Guitar Company. He became their first real endorser. Daryl Anger brought him there, and Daryl was a UCSC student then, and Daryl took lessons from David Grisman on mandolin, Him and Todd Phillips were David's star students, and David kind of built the first quintet around those two guys and Tony Rice and Billy Amatnick on bass. And so, yeah, it was a great local talent. But then Tony Rice, really the greatest flat picker in the world at the time, and it was great that he was in this area. We got to see him numerous times, sometimes at like the tiniest places in Santa Cruz. I saw him at the old women's club, which is now the
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
Whether it's, I think it's an Aikido studio now on Mission.
And then Ricky Skaggs became in the 80s this like really big pop country star. He kind of shed some of his bluegrass roots, and then he became a super Christian. Who knows what all? But that one,
he was always a super Christian. It's not like he became one. He was raised in the blood.
More vocal about it. He had a bigger platform. Yeah. But the Skaggs and Rice album was probably
Skaggs and Rice was one of my absolute favorites.
Yeah, still is. And then, this was one of the first cuts on that, I think.
Yeah.
One, two. I love. When shall I see her? Oh no, never till we meet in heaven above. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I perhaps she'll weep for me. Could I believe it untrue? Until the angels softly whisper, she will prove untrue to you. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, then perhaps she'll weep for me. One more time. God, where can she be? She's out at courting with another, and no longer cares for me. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know she'll weep for me. Then perhaps she'll weep for me.
Nice one. Jenny Mitchell and Steve Palazzo in studio at K Squid on Talk of the Bay, doing more bay than talk. You know, that is a Carter family song, right?
Yep, that's a Carter family.
And I was just thinking while you were singing that those songs are timeless. They just don't get old.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They seem to last forever, and it doesn't, those people are always going to fall in love and break up and be left at the altar. And I mean, for even if they're robots, it's going to happen.
That's a three chords in the truth song for sure. That's a,
And a lot of people learn to sing harmony with that song.
You know?
It's a great one for if you want to learn duets. And I'm going to put in a plug here for the Redwood Music Camp, which
is good idea.
Coming up Memorial Day weekend in Boulder Creek, and there's still room if you want to sign up. And Jenny and I are going to be teaching harmony singing up there. Steve has taught it with me in the past. And if you want more info, you can go on their website and go to communitymusicschool.org.
ORG.
And there's sign up, and it's 3 days in Boulder Creek, so you don't even have to, you could go home
three
at night.
3 days of fun and frolic.
Fun, yeah. And we're going to do a gospel sing Sunday morning. People can pick songs they want to sing. Mm-hmm. Molly's Revenge will be there teaching Irish various instruments, pipes, fiddle, guitar, dadgad, and somehow I'm supposed to teach guitar, but I don't know.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
It'll
be great. I'll be doing stuff like this. So if you're interested, go to communitymusicschool.org and check out.
Rachel can really do the Carter stuff really, really well.
Redwood Music Camp.
I got to give you a plug, man. You do this music as well as anybody that is locally, that's
for
sure.
I love it. Yeah. And I lived back there for a while. Yep. I got to meet Jeanette Carter, who's salt of the earth.
I remember,
we were just talking about that today.
Yeah, I remember when you had moved. I had met you at UCSC when I think Jeff and Marty and I were playing like a happy hour in 1980? 79? 78?
I got here in
1980,
dating myself.
Yeah, and I remember getting to know you a bit, just a little bit, and I remember when I was working at the dulcimer shop by then, building dulcimers, and I remember very, very rarely did we ever write anything on the inside. And they said, oh, this one's for a woman that worked at the radio station. And they said, her name is Rachel Ann Goodman. And so write to Rachel. It wasn't your workers that bought it for you. And I went to write it, and I thought, oh, I know Rachel. And I didn't see you for years. And I remember listening to KUSP a few years later when I was driving somewhere, and I heard the finger-picking of the great Etta Baker, one of my favorite guitar players. And it was you interviewing her, and it was just that was that Southern Songbird series that you did. And I thought that was just the greatest thing.
I think of the three of us, you're probably the only one that never left. Because, I mean, I went to Canada, and I lived in Nashville, pursuing.
I lived in Ben Loma. That was the farthest you got.
You're just a stick in the mud, but it's really good mud.
It's good mud.
It's really good mud to be stuck in. And, that's a lot of people who moved here later maybe don't remember the Santa Cruz there was, but this is a pretty good iteration as well. There's still so much music happening, new music. We keep meeting new singer-songwriters and musicians. Jesse Daniel has been in here. Tess Dunn has been in here. There's just been
the people that come through to Santa Cruz, too. You know, like, I teach guitar for a living, and the people that come through, you know, for this type of music from Kentucky and Tennessee and like that, North Carolina, we get like some of the greatest players to come and play in our backyard or in the living room, and it's just remarkable. For my students, it's such an inspiration to see a David Greer up close or Claire Lynch and that, and Muriel Anderson, the great player, Richard Smith was just tremendous, world-class musicians up close like that, and it really keeps the momentum going with this, you know, and locally it keeps the bar really high and people pretty knowledgeable about this stuff.
Well, for some folks. We were talking today. We won't go into that. We'll talk to you about it later. But we were just talking about that.
The bar sinking low. Well,
kind of. It's like, you know, some of us, I think some of us, there are some folks in the community that have really high standards.
They should.
Yeah, that's right.
And then
what if we did
Jenny Mitchell and Steve Palazzo on the air on K-Squid 90.7 FM, just a little over 2 months old radio station, a baby squid still.
Congratulations.
We are growing.
That is remarkable. Rachel. That's remarkable.
I'm so happy you could be here on my show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
My honor.
So one of the things that Steve and I kind of like, he turned me on to Bob Dylan, and I remember way back when I was going to Cabrillo, and I was I had studied classical music, and then I classical music, and then I was listening to like Joan Baez and Bob Dylan and all that, and then I went to Cabrillo and I started doing jazz, and then from that I went into Western swing. Like the Boswells got me into, believe it or not, like Bob Wills. And then I heard Merle Haggard and Emmylou Harris, and then I moved to Canada and I was doing country music up there, and came back and got more into bluegrass stuff.
Is that all?
Yeah.
And I've kind of gone back and forth between it all. But one of the things that Steve and I did was we used to do a lot of swing stuff. He had a band called
Indigo
with Paul Mayling and Marty Kendall and Joe Weed.
Annie Steinhardt.
So this harkens way back. This was one of the songs we used to do back in the 70s.
Late 70s,
early 80s. So this song was first done. This was Louis Armstrong's first big number one hit song.
One, two, three, you.
No one to walk with, all by myself. No one to talk with, but I'm happy on a shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one that I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm dreaming of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love. For you, Mark Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't go out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Saving my love for you. I'm home about 8, just me and K-Squid Radio. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you, baby. I'm being such an angel. Somebody should hand me over my wings and my halo, cause I'm being so good. I'm missing all them kisses, Steve, cause I'm saving my love for you.
That's one of these.
Jenny Mitchell on that beautiful classic there.
And Steve on the swing guitar.
Very nice. You know what's so cool about Facebook Live? It's a little different than radio, is you can see all the names of the people watching, and it's very cool.
I didn't realize that until you and I played up at that San Gregorio store.
We had Lori Lewis.
Lori Lewis checked in, yeah, and I was like, are you kidding?
Who else is watching?
Well, a lot of your friends, actually. You want to list them all?
I have no friends.
Susan Spurlock, a great Irish musician.
Elizabeth
Gummery.
Oh, hi,
Elizabeth.
Hi.
Lucia Paxton.
Oh, cool.
David Nielsen. Yeah. Dave Bob.
Dave Nielsen.
Hello, Dave Bob.
Hi, Dave Bob.
Lisa Horn
from Oregon. So we'll see people are listening from far
that's
away.
That's amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Very cool thing. And if you're listening online, ksqd.org, you can hear a different mix while you're watching. So you could be listening to it on the computer and on Facebook.
is there any latency? Is there like any?
Probably.
Yeah, probably a little bit. But who cares?
You know, a long time ago, someone told me a funny thing they did on a particular public radio station. They had everybody watching a television show, and then the people who are on the radio were watching it too, but they were making up different dialogue. So you could turn on the radio and have completely like different words coming out of the mouth of Dracula or whatever.
That's like a metaphor for something.
They
you
called
know.
It dubbing, and it was really funny. We should do it sometime.
I did the weirdest. Okay, I had a new client about a month ago. She did this thing called, Benchei, Senchei, some sort of Japanese art form. And they take the old black and white movies, the talkies, and they take pieces of them and they edit them all together, and then they do spoken word or music over them. And it's the cool, it's really wild. It's yeah. Cool stuff. Rose of My Heart.
Sure, we can do that.
Aww. That was our wedding song. That was your
wedding.
That's
right.
That was our
right.
wedding song.
Wait a minute.
That's right. All you guys.
All of us had it at our wedding, and we're not married to each other, believe it or not. This is K-Squid, 90.7 FM, Talk of the Bay, Jenny Mitchell, Steve Palazzo, working out what chord. And then I think we have just time for this one more, and we will be going to first person singular. After that, it's Spotlight on Watsonville, followed by The Golden with Wallace Bain, who's in the wings getting his show ready. So what a great lineup.
What Wallace a great is here today?
He's right out there.
Well, Wallace.
Lurking around. Now he's hiding. He's kind of shy.
He's somewhere. I saw him.
You'll see him emerge. But he's after Spotlight on Watsonville. So a bunch of great stuff coming your way.
Cool. Okay, this is what I learned this from the Wittstein Brothers. Here we go.
We're the best partners this world's ever seen, together as close as can be. But sometimes it's hard to find time in between to tell you what you are to me. You are the rose of my heart. You are the love of my life. Flower not fading nor falling apart. If you're tired, rest your head on my arm, rose of my heart. When sorrow holds you in her arms at play, it's raindrops that fall from your eyes. Your smile is the sun come to earth for a day. You brighten my blackest of skies. You are the rose of my heart. You are the love of my life. Flower not fading nor falling apart. If you're cool, let my love make you warm, rose of my heart. So hard times or easy times, what do I care? There's nothing I'd change if I could. The tears and laughter are things that we share. Your hand in mine makes all times good. You are the rose of my heart. You are the love of my life. Flower not fading nor falling apart. You're my harbor in life's restless storm, rose of my heart.
That's
so
for Steve Coulter, Marty Collins, and Amy.
Yeah, all of our partners. Yeah, love to you.
Yeah.
You know, we fell in love with music. We fell in love with each other, and we made music together. And that's sort of part of the bond that keeps these friendships alive. It's not just the music, but it's just everything about sharing music. It's hard to explain to anyone who's never done it. But I recommend you pick up an instrument, no matter how badly you play and just play with other people.
You can go to the ukulele club.
That's right. They'll accept anybody. Pick up.
Yeah. Everybody's a wise guy.
This is secret hand signals going on. We have probably time for one more, but I just want to remind folks that these folks have wonderful recordings available. Ginny Mitchell has many and is making a new one. Steve Palazzo has many. We have one of yours here.
Oh, cool.
If you do want to stop back by and give us copies, we have a local section. We love to highlight local musicians. That's part of our mission.
Appreciate that.
It's what we're doing tonight. And next week will be a completely different topic. I believe we're talking about Honduras, but with Dana Frank, you just never know what will happen on
this
station.
Right.
That must be fun.
It's wonderful. We get to keep
you're one
it
of the
fresh.
Few people that can do all those things too. I mean, that's one thing to be able to talk about the Carter family, but to be able to talk about current politics and things going on. And
I'm good at cramming.
you are good at that.
Speed reading.
It's really interesting. As I was driving up here, it's the changes in Santa Cruz, because I was looking today. There's something going on this Friday or somewhere, and they're still calling it the Wrigley Building, although they tried to change it. But I was driving up, and I was thinking, this is really the last true, place, industrial part of town. And I was thinking, it's really cool because, Eric Tierman's got his studio right up here on the hill, and there's, the Kirby School, and now K-Squid here, and the Sentinel over there, and Bocce's is always Bocce's, but this area of town, is really, I think it's like the last, and of course Santa Cruz Guitar Company, and it's like the last bastion of
Costco.
Well,
iconic.
Yeah,
but my first job that I got when I was 14 years old, 13 years old, I worked at the Harvey West doing announcing baseball games and keeping score.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I would ride my bike down to the Sentinel and drop off the stuff.
I remember Matt Bowe used to work at the tannery when it was a tannery.
Yeah.
We were dating for like about a week. And I remember one time we were going to go out and have dinner, and he'd just gotten off work, and I went to pick him up because I had a car. And his arms were like covered in dye and sores from the dye, and it was like it was crazy because he was working at the tannery right across the street.
And now it's an art center. Who knew?
Who knew that?
Who would have ever known? What are we doing?
We have time for just a short one, and then we're going out. So,
how about we talked about Blue Railroad Train, we never did.
Let's do it.
Okay,
you want to sing harmony on this, Rachel?
I'll
that'd
try.
Be grand.
So
back in F again.
No, you go ahead.
You guys make sure you do that Rose of My Heart at that camp. That's a good army.
I promise to do it in your honor.
Blue railroad train going down the railroad track. It makes me feel so doggone blue. Listen to that old smokestack. Come back again. Let me hear your whistle blow. You're taking the sun, leaving the rain, and I hate to see you go. Blue railroad train, leaving me far behind. Well, give me back the good old days, let me ramble down the line. Blue railroad train, leaving me here alone. You treat me good, treat me bad, making me think of home.
Play it, Steve, okay.
I've got the blues, long for your company. It's many miles where I am to the only one for me. It's lonely here, waiting for a manifest. I hope that engineer is kind enough to let me be his guest. Thank you.
Nice
Thank
stuff
you.
There.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much for coming
Thank
in.
Thank you for having us. It's good to be had.
Yeah.
Come back again sometime.
Definitely. Definitely will.
Let Thanks me hear that whistle blow.
That's right.
Yay,
come back
Rachel
again.
Goodman.
Yeah,
Yay,
man.
Jenny Mitchell, Steve Palazzo. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. And thank you for our listeners and everyone who was on Facebook until my batteries died. Watching us stream, I will repost that video in case you missed it. And we are going to hear from some people telling stories from first person singular. And after that, it's Spotlight on Watsonville, followed by Wallace Bain and the Golden. And that is followed by Jazz Tracks with Michael Tanner. All that and more.
You got the last stuff.
Just in one day here on K-Squid. All right. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for more on K-Squid. I'm Rachel Ann Goodman. It's been my pleasure.